Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget you can sign up for our free daily podcast. We send right to your computer every segment of our show every day for free. If you sign up, for the free daily podcast at WNYC.org. Now the mayor of Morristown, Donald Cresitello, running in tomorrow's Democratic primary for U.S. Senate from New Jersey against Frank Lautenberg, the incumbent, and Congressman Rob Andrews. Mayor Cresitello, welcome to WNYC today. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Your big claim to fame statewide these days seems to be that you deputized your local police officers as U.S. immigration agents to get more aggressive in ridding Morristown of illegal immigrants. Do I have that right?
Well, the fact is we never completed the process because the federal government placed the requirement that we find a county jail to hold prisoners, but certainly my campaign has been about more than that issue.
How aggressive, just so I understand, have Morristown police been in checking people's immigration status and moving to have them deported, even without that official deputization, say, compared to other places in New Jersey?
I don't know that we've been any more aggressive. We have been following the guidelines established by the Attorney General, and so I don't think there's anything different happening in Morristown and any other place in New Jersey at this point. We have been more aggressive on enforcement of housing regulations, stacking, harboring, and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the result of that is there have been fewer people living in the community violating those laws.
And what do you think the large implications are for Morristown and for the state of this entire issue? Because, you know, Riverside, New Jersey got press for trying to get real tough on illegal immigrants, cracking down on employers and landlords. But as I understand it, employers then started to leave, the town's economy started to tank, and the town reversed its crackdown policy.
Well, quite frankly, our economy is not dependent on that workforce. The fact is they were living in Morristown and the surrounding communities were benefiting from the overcrowded housing and the violation of fire laws. People were coming into our community and taking the workers to other communities who didn't have to deal with the issues that we were faced with of too many people living in a dwelling, sometimes five or six people in one room. So it didn't impact on us. But, you know, we didn't attempt to enact ordinances that Riverside did or that Hazleton did because I felt those laws were not within the purview of the municipality, and we simply enforced state statutes that were on the books, and it helped a lot. But a town like Morristown had to increase its school budget substantially because of the issue of dealing with new immigrants to the community.
Okay.
That were not necessarily citizens, but the federal law required that. And we, our school district, which I don't control, met that requirement.
So you want to be New Jersey's next U.S. senator, replacing Frank Lautenberg. What's the first thing you do when you get to the Senate?
Well, I think that the first thing we do is we really need to deal with this problem of energy. It's been a problem for 30 years. I discussed it with Bill Bradley years ago. We still have a problem. Frank's been there 22 years. Andrew's 18 years. And the first thing is we need to go after the resources that are available in this country, natural resources like oil and natural gas, and we need to have legislation enacted that makes it easy for the industries to produce that energy for us, as well as refineries, as well as nuclear power, and we have to stop putting our head in the sand. The price of oil for heating will be $5 a barrel, and I'll guarantee you a lot of people are going to go without heat this winter. So that's the first priority.
Do you want to be more, would you characterize yourself as more pro-nuclear energy than your opponents, and would you be more open to more drilling in the United States waters than the other Democrats?
I think during the debates, I was surprised to hear that both of my opponents said they also supported nuclear energy, although Andrews was throwing a lot of roadblocks in the way, and so from that point of view, I might be more active in pushing for that and certainly for drilling. I support taking the natural gas out of the mountains in Pennsylvania and trying to convert cars to natural gas, and using federal policies that make it easy for the car industry to do that, for gas stations to convert to dual fuel. Natural gas is cleaner, it is available, and it's cheaper. They're doing it in Utah.
Let me ask you the same question I asked Senator Lautenberg an hour ago on the show. What are the three biggest things the federal government should do to help Americans in the economic downturn?
Well, I think, one, we have to start with oil, because people cannot afford to pay $4 a gallon for gasoline and cannot afford to pay $5 for oil. So I think this is really turning out to be a national emergency, and if we're not careful, the impact on the economy is going to be overwhelming. It's especially for states where people travel long distances to work. And a lot of people in New Jersey are traveling at least 30 or 40 miles in each direction. So that's the number one priority, energy. Certainly the minimum wage needs to increase higher than $7. People can't afford to live on that. We have problems with education and providing a method for people be able to go to college. But more importantly, No Child Left Behind needs to be a funded mandate, and certainly that legislation should be changed so that teachers don't have to teach to a test, but are able to teach to educate children and need the resources to do that.
So for the record, Lautenberg's three things were stop the war, reverse the Bush tax cuts, and end the alternative minimum tax to help the economy. You say energy, minimum wage, and education.
Well, I would add certainly stop the war, but that's an issue for the president. I did not support the war. Lautenberg said he did before he returned to the Senate. Andrews pushed the resolution, and as mayor of Marshtown, I was on record being in opposition to that war. So, of course, that's a number one priority, but that can't be a priority for a senator only to vote, and that'll be a priority for the president. Hopefully, it'll be a Democrat, and all of them seem to support a quick withdrawal, as I have publicly stated I do.
Last thing, Mayor Cristello, this race has generally been seen as a hard-fought battle between Lautenberg and Andrews, with you as an also-ran. The Record and Star Ledger have endorsed Andrews, the New York Times, Lautenberg. You're polling lower than them. Are you a realistic choice for voters tomorrow, or in effect, an Andrews spoiler who would keep Lautenberg in office if you get a lot of votes?
Our polls indicate that, you know, we pushed Frank out of second place in South Jersey. The fact is he hasn't been in this campaign. It's really been an election between Andrews and myself, so I resent the fact that the newspapers have represented it that way. We've recently done TV ads and radio ads over the last week, so maybe we'll surprise some people with the results, but the fact is you shouldn't need multi-millions of dollars to run, and I asked the press to give us the exposure, and quite frankly, they didn't. So they shouldn't complain about pay-to-play in New Jersey and corporations owning elected officials when they have done little to help us move our candidacy forward. And I was disappointed in the print media about that issue, but that's the way it is. I mean, they complain about the corruption that money brings, yet they didn't help a candidate who was suggesting we could run without large sums of money if they would simply have given us the endorsements we deserved. The debates show that I'm equal to, if not better than, Andrews, and Lautenberg certainly was a disaster in the TV debate on Friday night and the 101.5 debate.
Well, maybe the newspapers didn't give you the exposure. I'm glad we did. We've now had all three candidates over the last two shows, so voters, you can listen to all the segments online if you want, and go out tomorrow and make up your mind in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. Mayor of Morristown, Donald Cresitello, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.